Always 그러면 대우포를 빠뜨리게 되는 그 사람이 이제 와서 아카 그
I'm going to go to the hospital.
I think we should try to do more. You have to do it. I'm trying to do it. So without any waste of time, I'm going to move the speech. I think that I want to go into the content. That's the case that the use of cost will continue to be effective of the use of the speech. And the use of the co and the creation of the age, and the other thing is that the second part of the
in a way that recognizes the fact that there's an opportunity to get past.
One of the things that I spoke about that welding. In the major stage of the crime, the quality of the welding to make sure, for example, that the underframe, everything, works straight after a while, is a quality thing. So this is one of the things that we have to also do, is that we have to invite people, for example, there are people with the welding stage or ramp to make sure that we can do that, to make sure that we are serving the proper. After all, it's something that they take seriously, that they need to take seriously. And we think welding is just a skill that's not very important. Yet, we realize that the manufacturing of munitions is especially one of the most important things in the world. So, engineers, artisans, something that are going to be very important. Technology transfer, I think that the same with enterprise is one of the important things. We know that we've got an industry, and I think that I don't know what honorable members spoke about that. Honorable Farrell speak about our local industry. We don't care if we want to do that, we'll protect and we'll grow that industry. But the technology is not something that we do have. So one of the major important things we want to do is new technology so that we overcome the negative technology that currently is our industry. And then there's the modern technology. Of course, new manufacturing plants are talking about that, and of course, we're also talking about enhancing the existing. I think that there's over 7 different companies and over 30 suppliers to supply both the parts and functions as well as to the 7 main contractors and the rolling stock. So we need to ensure that. And they employ many people. I think that they employ in excess of 2,000 people at a time. And we need to make sure that those are fine. We increase the caliber of the employment. And of course, the sourcing of local manufacturing companies is very important. I'm sure some of the companies we are going to see that. In development, I think that we verify the engagement with higher education so that we can get the engagement to implement. I think that we've already also started in other areas of our own area of maintenance and operations. We are working with some of the different sectors, with some of the sectors. We can ensure that we need to make that we have to make that any success will be that we have to give us a concrete way for the training of the system. And partnership with the system is one of the areas that we pursue. I think that we did ask you to ask, for example, about our in China. It's one of the areas that we are pursuing very strongly, as well as other countries that are very dependent. Future value also is very important. So these are areas where we can. So we did show the slide again. I'm not going to read it. We were looking at the economic impact of the 123 billion and the level of localization. And if you localize 60%, those are the benefits that you get from GDP to tax revenue to the number of jobs. You can see the benefits of jobs. If you localize 60%, you see 1,000 jobs. If you go to 65% of competition, you get 65,000 jobs. If you go to 70%, you go and you get about 70% in the same region. So that is, so it's just to visualize telling you that when you look at the benefits, our program, and I think the next slide will show that for every rent that we get, we spend, we get about 2.5 additional. So the multiplier is very important. Generalizing transport, which is for every land that you get, you're going to get 50%. The multiplier should be one. So you need to get in a good return on that thing. And I'm not thinking about the return, I'm not thinking about profit. The bottom condition is if I do example on this. I think what is here is that the other that when you get to this building, go to the flood center. But it's come very clear that you are very bad as a country in general, including our other communities, and making sure that there's some form of financial resources will happen. Because the companies can get it on the community, and they don't do that with the flood. So I think from the side of the company involved in general, it's very good to see these numbers. But again, I'm sure also we did show this slide again when we look at the sector. I'm not going to go back again into that. But TSA wants to summarize the incentive multipliers that are people have. And to see that if you go back in terms of the different sectors, you see the impact. If you spend this, that's quite correct. And again, the chairman says that we need to make sure this is the effect. So the nature of the contract. But it means the capacity of our own companies have to be able to keep their hands and make sure that things are provided. KD, growth-based economic and profit opportunities. This is what we'll be sharing with the different companies on the 2nd of November. And I think we will extend the topic to the institution to members of the community. And also, in terms of the content, I think that we will send it to the center. Okay, there are a number of things that we are looking at. The first one is the in the social security. Because when these companies act, particularly the role they have in the original equipment manufacturer, who owns the equipment, the state government is that they do, they have been used to have that. Meaning that there, anything, the training, probably the infrastructure that one, they can go, they're anything that can spend my students, with the production company, or uniform new company, and you see the same with the company, and you get the situation. The African company forms their own company, they are the same, and they invite an owner of technology to come. So it can be done in different ways. So we are not going to take this future out to that, but we think that any company, I think that there are those who are already involved in trade, I think that probably is not going to be able to. And they are able to say that we want the company to start up in the company. So we have between 50 and 60%, and then you come with new technology. And you are also going to be able to do that. I think that is one option that we are going to present. And here, I must say that when I do a scan of the industry, the partnership, is as we announce and continue to come, the companies are running ahead. We may think that this process is starting, but I know that on the 22nd, the company will be saying, Company X, which is an international company that manufactures, that designs and manufactures things, would have signed an agreement already by the time. And then they've already signed it. So, in a way, it tells us that we cannot only be delayed in the implementation of this process. The people are ready, they set up offices and they're waiting for customers. So that is very important. Second, of course, we have to see in the supply base and the green chain, and I'll show you in the supply what they are selling to. Because I think that one of the major things is that the supplier token. I did explain to that the trade has got over 1,000 components. So showing you one of the components, the supplier only. And I'll show some of the components. Of course, they need our own people to put something in the market. As a supplier in the green chain, we need not even subcontractors, but people say, I'm going to make wheels, or I'm going to make inverter, or I'm going to make whatever. And that's where that's what they're going to do. Others will say, we're going to make seats. You know, that various components, doors, windows, all of these things are, that people are doing the job, and I think that they are quite busy with those opportunities. We're looking at SMEs and corporations. So we come with a class and solve some of the material and solve the particular problem. Because that is one of the major issues. So if you look at some of the corporations, they're going to specialize the material in particular problems. And I think the question about the opportunities and opportunities. I said that one, for instance, I think the board has been challenging us in a very big way. Because when we presented our annual report, we showed, for example, that our fees spent around 6%. But the board said that was good enough, because it's 6% of being in compliance company. It doesn't guarantee that the half of the resources that we spent will go to end up in bankruptcy. And the board is kind of to say, maybe we need to look beyond the target and start to say, out of this program, how much of that money will go to support the business? And I think it's something that I've made a commitment to the board that we will actually make sure that we will not do that. And here, I think that instead we create a space for being participated. This is therefore that in the negotiation of this program, we are going to fight with manufacturers to make sure that we ensure meaningful black participation. Care through monitoring and evaluation, and I think the comments to this may be very clear last week. Honorable Suga mentioned the fact that we need to come quarter and quarter to see whether we are. I think that's something that we should do to make sure that we're keeping up with the numbers. And of course, that we need to ensure that we don't measure only the number of trains that are delivered, but we measure the entire every chain. So these are some of the components that we think can be produced in the country, can be produced by our own people. And when we talk about enterprise development, already there are people who are proceeding themselves to do it. Some of them, there are already production companies who are also manufacturing this. And we think that the Honorable Minister of Trade and Industry has some say that you are supposed to be containing the period in March. Well, then did that mean some of these products for example, car body share. We do have a lot of companies that are sold. We don't need to buy international car. Those systems, which are production, probably 4 or 5, that we know that they specialize in the windows, the seats, the companies that specialize in different investments. Lighting, that electrician works with a lot of small companies, some of them led by young electrical engineers from the infrastructure. The bread pillars and interior cleaning, I think you find that they are very strong on the cooperative side. The passenger gateways, I think that the people in the manufacturer. The cable and wire, not those who are seeing, will check very strongly whether there is history of feeding cables from us, because you don't make cables out of us, so from us. The coupler and rough gear, I think that's a commendation. I think that is done. The body, the underframe, as well as that we, that is made of steel, of course. We are moving towards more to go towards more aluminium rather than steel, but we are looking at whether our industry will be able to give us enough of that, because the train made of steel compared to heavy metal. It's not heavy. So one light train that I need to work is something that we have. But body frame, you've got the proper engineering designs and measures, and a small engineering company will produce that. Structure motors and gears, we find a lot of companies in the east of the planet who are good in structure motors, because the steel is not only heavy. We are having lots of things that are changing because we don't have sufficient supply. So the industry is on the actual, the bearing, the suspension of the train and the braking system. On that recently I met a group of South African young black South African women. Who has invested in the new partnership with the company on the banking system. So it tells you that things are happening. On the electrical side, the FCC, the converter, the propulsion, electric propulsion, and all of those things will provide quite a lot of opportunity. It's of course going to be dependent on us and the CCI as to whether one should fund the list or one should keep the list narrow to ensure that we develop. Because also when the list is more focused, we are then able to provide support and make sure that we grow those companies. But these are some of the key areas. They're not the only ones. But these are some of the key areas that we as Karaka have identified as possible areas where there could be a meaningful direct participation to yeah, I think that again, I won't go much into that, but I think that the issue about the participation is something that we're going to discuss. I think that we're going to put a percentage, we're going to determine the short percentage. We're not going to dictate to companies what form their company should take, consistent with the new companies act. We're going to allow that for the company to decide among themselves, whether they're forming trust or what kind of company. But we're going to have our equity participation. And I think that this is something that our board is creating into where do we teach it. We want to teach it at the minimum level. And I think once you set up that target, we want the management control that is I think that we'll see a lot of this. I think I don't want to mention projects, but some of the projects we see that despite great participation, but they were asking, they were under, and something that I think is something we don't want to talk about. In case that was the area of discussion that we said is very important. I think one of the issues about making sure that particularly deaf men, people with short families, and of course the data entities coming from the rural areas of the rural districts and so come on very strong. I spoke about people with problems and the procurement of goods and services. I think that so these are the things that we are going to keep in our request for proposals. Yeah, I think that this will show that a good example of some of the reforms that some of the companies have done. But I think it's actually there. But of course, this is to some extent we want to make a break with this model. Part of it is the economic empowerment, the now, for the 22nd, we didn't only invite the only our people to participate. We also invited some of the mayors from the ICT. But we think that most of these institutions of the ICT can be attached to finance some of these facilities and participation of the ICT. We are going to make it something much cheaper and shorter. So both ICT and private companies will be part of that, and they'll be showcasing some of the products to see how these guys can get and so forth. I know that some of the DCs have asked us whether Plaza would be supporting their study, unfortunately, we can't do that. They take Plaza. Our members is very clear to ensure that we deliver Comita as long as the same thing. We can't stop there. We can't stop there. Yeah, Yeah, I think that Edwin said something that the empowerment has been set as a priority. I don't go to any board meeting chair the board that has been challenged at some issue about whether our empowerment was an internal empowerment. And I don't want to say that the board is correct and to say that we could do the same thing. We've seen in the past companies and have expanded to other things. So I think that the board has the question to go back and do that. Our minister himself is quite a very strong champion about the education of the youth program and then empowerment issues. So empowerment issues are actually kind of what we compromise. But I think that whether we're going to sustain it over a long period of time, going to depend on whether we are strengthening our local manufacturing. I think that's an issue. So, Chair, when we look at that, we think that the 100 billion that send themselves as a measure similar to the economy, the spend within the land that we have. There are other different options, but I think that we can and we think that that is the correct way. And basically when you go out in March next year to the market, these are the same sort of things that we could be trying to do and that's part of our running program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other
that specific area, and maybe ensuring that the
technical and technical colleges at our training season of year up to that point as well, because we can't go wrong. When it comes to the aspect of looking at the location of really components, I mean, it's still a good question. But I would appeal to you and your board not to look at it in isolation of the country. You know, we have the Eastern Cape, for instance, which is one of the poorest provinces, where our unemployment rate is up to 50, maybe even more percent. And I don't say that's the only problem. We are maybe one of the worst. But I would appeal to ensure that there is a spread of this wealth across the province to ensure that opportunities are also given to those areas where there is the infrastructure and try and encourage opportunity there. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let I also appreciate for the presentation. Well, I think it's almost the same as the last one. I think doing that actually is very important for the public. We need to think about that very much now. We walk the talk. Because they will be walking the talk in terms of this major project. I think I will reiterate my feeling that you deserve to have a dynamic interaction with them so that we monitor them closely and do some oversight and get support either quarterly or through the senior monitor. It's very critical for this major investment that we can do. And I think they will have to talk a little more outside the four walls so that the nation can understand that this major project that is coming to the company through SAFA. So I'm appealing that if really we keep to our timeline, we are clear of our plan, we should talk more, tell the nation what you are intending to do. We will assist you in that through various but as I speak, I'm not certain really this will happen. I would like to keep you just taking on the face. I just want to check first in the 1.3 billion RAM. Given our fragile economy, that we're talking about the global challenge, if there is one scenario that has happened before, the one that happened before the meltdown for the economy, is there a way of coping with what it is so that by the time we end the project, the future project, to what extent will that 1.3 billion RMB inflation, also the inflation of the country, is there also a way of cushioning this that we should not be affected by the global challenge, the financial? The people that were following the West, we were not following other scenarios when it comes to financial matters. We were following those that are going down. And they are also too rural. Well, also to Malama, but I think we need to face the challenges of the country as we confront them. We don't want to feel that we are just to the state of war of the leaders of our country. We must choose the balance for the better of our people. You see, to cook of a catalyst, we use the word catalyst. Give that word to the state of war. Provided to, because our country should be our people to be developed, you know, our community. To develop our people so that they are self-empowered, self-sustained through training and such. I think this can also have a role of plan for this training to develop people's skills so that they can stand on their own. And the sooner we do it, so that the better. First of all, we train so that they are ready. We are not only saying we are top of short skills. And I would hope that the special institutions will come to the party, not unless otherwise. And you should have some time to enjoy the job of the targeted group for the start of the district. Well, the second item one, would you want a law so that a guarantee that you will enforce the foundation from? Of course, when these leaders are going to take the decision and so on, there are certain obligations in terms of the law that needs to be observed so that we speak to that. And we are not ready to do too much to be bound down by the law or regulation, whatever, so that you do comply to whatever. So that you don't tell us down the line that you need a particular law or a legal. So you say it's directly, yes, it's for something. It's a project for us. And yet, if we empower our people, they will be taken out of that quagmire to become the liabilities of other people instead of standing on their own. So I will take the challenge. I'm working very patiently and eagerly to attend that meeting.
We have a stone brick going into the object.
The other issue of electrical had a completely different train of tank, the cable thing. What does it mean? Are we looking at fiber optics where it can be an alternative? I know it's much more expensive, but I think it's maybe not the story of the type of thing it is. And it might be an initial support of the expense of other things also. But it is the empowerment is to be, I think that's wrong. I think we can do it. That will not, that will do the build of people, the country. Then we can put this all around. Where have those people from? They're still around. It's just that they have not been. They are there, they have. We have these other car manufacturers. BMW, you look at the people there, they are there. We just want to open that door. We've got to create jobs. We've got to create some of that kind of create a little part which will be people in charge of the market. I'm sure not the same, but the little part of the people will be the other side of the day, of course, that would be really, 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 y futuros objetivos de la sociedad. Pero es que tal vez se puedan hacer distintos temas o las historias, tal vez en el plazo al tener, por ejemplo, las aguas diferentes, y como las que dicen, el trauma de pasar a la en el papá de todos, por ejemplo, las que han conseguido en la familia y en el caso de la familia. De que se va a tocar, se va a tocar, no con todos los so there are quite a lot of things that we have to make in this process, to make it work. So I fully support your views on this issue. The only thing that I would say, I think you fall to reform to your question that feminists do some endorsing that are also putting in our country. Our team working on feminists, but I know that you need to be a guy. The right tenant. And also them applying to the new contract. Which we need to do, I think that we can, but at the same time, they tend to work in their own, you know, the legal guys, the chapter accountants, work in their own way. Our job is to look at the social picture, how we are achieving the goals of life. And that will be my approach for the capacity for particularly the skills, technical skills of the system, I think there's no doubt that we need a new intervention. And part of it is that we some of the things that we're talking about are people that they want to tell you to tend to be so there's nothing talking about the people that need to break them and get some of it give us a new contract and put them into the program. And I didn't realize at the beginning how the wedding is at the end of the platform. It's a sense of the time and the rest of us speaking with it. And so this program is very important. We need to have five not only there in the university, but I think that we have also made it into our own academy, technical school. We need to come into practice. We have the right number of people. I think both of them will have the honor of the meeting very strongly. The location, I think that there is a balance between the two. There is a problem with how extreme you need to come down and the component of the location. But we do accept the fact that balancing that with an investment, particularly this into the coalition, I think, is something that we need to increase. There is something that must take precedence in my view. Based on the throughout the country, we do have a relationship. So this person will remove the components in honor of any kind of thing. So I would support, I think Brother would support a strong view that we look at how we can set up the local facilities, and for prioritizing the areas of the country. I know that Bumalang is the same, but I think that for example, if you look at the education care, there is a difference. So this kind of program so I know that when it comes to this, that the gaming said that I think it's okay. So in Eastern Cape, we even need to increase more time. See the discussions about the fiscal paper in the Eastern Cape. Never seen that as a plan. But I think it's a very strong thing. We agree with it. We agree with it. So we'll work in the Eastern Cape for some time. And we'll talk about the change. But locating where we do that, we still see the country. I think that working the talk, I think that is I think the committee is raising this issue because I think on the remuneration and the thing that is doing. I want to assure the committee that we are indeed moving in this. I think that the first time we spoke about this in the new year, we said that we did this. We completed that issue. We are now approaching a concession of the actual documentation so that we are ready at the end of February, you know, with the request of the government. And we are finalizing the financial arrangement, the national center. So we believe that by the time come March, we'll be more than able to actually move into the final. But we are in the course of implementation. The only thing that we are now is a big moment is the issue of the type of support. We think that we're there. I don't think that we can go back. And with the perspective that with the digital economic conditions global, the government will have to hold back. But because of the increase in public spending in infrastructure, investment in infrastructure, this is one problem that government has said you guys do. So I think it's very important that even the public out there understand. But we've got the capacity for meeting with consultants. And we explained that, you know, the capacity challenges on the consortium agreed with us that over the past 3 years we've done a lot of, we've put in massive investment in our infrastructure here in the case. If you look at it, we spend alone in the case over $5 billion. That's to get them to improve the current system in the world. New stations, the service center change, upgrading. We've done quite a lot of work. But the number of trains we require for the case, we don't have. We currently operate 92 trains there, that's the total capacity. Cape Town every day requires about 120 trains. And no amount of repetition or upgrade can do that. It's only the trains, we need additional capacity that we require. So it tells you that if we allow, and if you look at the growth of the capacity on the rail system in the city, you'll see that it's been increasing between 15 and 17. It's a massive problem. And when you read the National Travel Project, it tells us that if the rail system works properly, 5 out of every 10 passengers will not be traveled. That's what they're saying. This is a survey that was not done in the past. But currently, it got between 2 and 3 out of 10 who can do that one. They are saying that it's not reliable enough and efficient enough. So it's very important, but it leads to the future of our own. So we don't also have a choice in terms of going there. Because if you look at the growth in our own cities, the demand is both good and our cities will not work in the next 10 years. They'll never work efficiently if you don't have a function there. So I think that making sure that we walk the talk is driven by a whole range of other things. The demand for instance, as it's current today, which we are not meeting, I must be honest. The demand for rail is very high in the country. Are we having enough trains to meet that demand? In Cape Town, even when we have all our trains coming, we still have overcrowding. And we know that when we have overcrowding, we've got all other related problems. So I think that's something that we told the community on that. I think that we started that work. We'll reach that decisive moment. And I think we can't blame the existing state, including foreign companies, that spend a lot of money setting up things. And any company that is late, they will set up very well. The dynamic question in the policy and quality and people whether we have, I think there's something we welcome. It sounds like even the board will be able to do that. When they are seeing what they are doing, but also not only that, but I think I have to the community, and I think some of the participants are building what that is what they are doing. I think that's something. The communication I think is very important, particularly after Wednesday. I think that they will now be with the former government of the Canada, will then be able to go to communicate with everything, newspaper. Talk more about that. Because in the past few weeks we've been explaining the kind of work and the commitment of the job, but they are saying that there is a digital hope that in the next 3 years we'll start to have a people deal with economic conditions, the assets, but I want to assure you that the contracts are this military going to fix well negotiated so that we don't have the kind of country. And we only provide for that. If we will have 100% we don't have 4.6, and if we end up with 100% we don't have 10. That's not what we're doing. When we think of in this country and international infrastructure, they've got quite a lot, and we have to deal with how the contracts are and the challenges in that. So I think that we, it's something that wants to be said. You don't ask for anything to be said, then you end up spending double that amount. So once I show the community that we more prudent on that customer. So the big contract of contact is very important and making sure that we're doing the same. We know, for example, that all the suppliers of big companies are not those that are going to try to get the when you got the changes, the value of the rent goes up or down, and then the rent data and the cash flow. So we, I think that that is part of the geographic thing, I think that we dealt with it again, I think it's part of the notes, but I like the way to be about the local community process. I think that is very important. I want to say that within countries like Spain and Italy, that they undertaken similar projects in our country, that they've been able to increase the market scale of rain significantly. In Italy, they have a market scale business around the country. Their rain are coming from over 50% of their capital. Because Italy has taken using the high speed as well as the new trends of the digital rain system, they keep a lot of people away from rain, cars, what people are doing it and are afraid that there isn't the level of stress and the stress that are so, for them that they're developing our own community, we've got an opportunity. Legislation, unit legislation, I don't think that we do need any better. If, for example, we were building a high speed railway, surely that we need that kind of thing. We have to deal with the other thing. Dealing out and dealing with the land. You also need one decision that is made nationally and then by the local. So many countries, even the housing, they have to pass the special housing and infrastructure act. But in this particular program, we think that there is a number of initiatives that are used for us, particularly the National Industrial Transportation Program. How we should go about it. So if you do it correctly, my view is that we should go for it. The invitation, I think that we will extend to individual members of the community. I think that that's what we can do. Thank you very much. Let me, I'll come to the question after the speaker. Let me start that from each other. It's not a think the conclusion to all of us that the outline representing the multi-dose sugar judgment of the government first would be the change of the food for the day and two for the table because the level of food. But I think that we as far as I was already started, we had our food, I think that we could have been in the last year, we had our life, and we are funding. We think that where we work, and when I find the labor cost of new funding, it's not only a issue of funds of safety, but when you look at the transmission of data, I think that some of the companies who deal with the will be coming to start with for telecom. Why should telecom, for telecom, when they use new lines, they can actually use new lines. So it's the major cost of the company, even for us, and even for us. I'm assuming that the world of France and food can have such an ability. For us, we can use a mention. So we deal with so I think the support of the committee for us, I think that's something that we are saying. I think that's actually, I said that because the things have been implemented and the report that is always about the news, and after we pay the rest, and when the report, when the committee made that discussion, we saw that it was no longer part of it. We are facing a problem. The committee says it's a problem, but the ministries are being repaired. And today we are talking about the product of the project. Do we have the we've done the detailed analysis of what we have, of what we require, both in terms of sales and capacity? I think that a lot of the data. I think that you see that when you put it to a detailed data, as well as the fact that was done by the United States, the natural development of the done is that we need to give the calculation to look at the capacity. And it will confirm that we do have capacity some of the places. And I think that we look at the share, for example, when we think of the state about what are the areas where we think that we have to do. Therefore, when I have a trick of in some instances, you may not find a great company that is capable of doing some of the areas, but you may find a significant company that is able to do. And I tell you that from an engineering point of view, you've got a lot of engineering companies with a huge capacity. And I think that you need to mobilize those companies. And also partner with companies. That is why I'm saying that when I look at the black women who are coming to the basic, and the basic is in the labor market. And so they are putting themselves in a hard. You will say, I think one of the very important things is that black participation is about the meaning of training in Tarim. Yet, 80%, 90% of what we spend, so very little. And that's where we want our people to participate. This program is beginning to be enough. I want to ask you to comment on the other aspect that was presented, and perhaps we can move on to have a comment on the issue
that we can work on. Okay, so the whole system is dark. We are obviously part of the global economy, obviously unavoidable for all of these. But there are two things that we obviously try to do to caution maybe any form of downturn, and that's why we work with the previous. One of the things is that we're trying to do that with the deal for the finance of the bank, not just to make a market share in form of debt on our own or anything. The issue is that if you are still not taking the money in Europe, what the bank has, but it changed their position. If you have a situation like that, and you basically for quite long, such a deal, it will significantly impact what they might be. So the mere fact that we've looked at the real finance of the deal is actually one thing. But most importantly, in the economy downturn, what is confronting is that when you deal with expenditure, the first thing that you're going to deal with is the consumer consumption that is protecting that. And of course, really talking about problem is an investment. I mean, we think about, if you lock it down, you're talking about 80 billion, what is in operating in the economy, which you're showing in the results of the economic situation. So normally, those investments, they get protected. Or the investment that patient gets protected. So that is one thing that you obviously are taking into account in such investment. 1.3 billion is in real terms. Of course, we have to allow it in real terms because the net profit is in the foundation. But there's no way that it can be doubled by the time you complete the project. If you just allow the normal location to be, get into a free contract, and then, but again, you have to. And when finalized, it will give you the document documentation, the flexibility. Again, we do not want to lock ourselves to a certain number of vehicles. Now we realize that we are coming to budget budgets, you can't get up to those, and we have to do such a analysis for the organization. So we have to allow some form of flexibility. That's one thing we should have around the capability on this. So that's what we're going to tell you in terms of allowing that sort of. The other issue is that it's a 20-year investment outlook, but in no way that we're going to lock ourselves from next year. It's not in the best interest of the government, it's not in the best interest of the OEM, and even to the manufacturing finances, if the government is going. We're going to lock ourselves for the next 10 years. Last week, when we engaged in the growth, we did show that we're going to have two sessions, first 10 years and the second 10 years. Again, it gives you a good leverage in terms of the protection issues. But most importantly, is that we would have achieved all those investment objectives because they didn't say that, look, if you're looking for about 10 years, it makes a very big deal for all of us. Good and more. Good for us, but also government is good for us. Which I think is obviously considered. I think the last point around the geographic setup, again, we spoke about the where the plantation goes to, and depending on the number of nations that are going to be in and where in which and location. But I think we see the situation with the issues around. I mean, obviously, it's an infrastructure condition that we need to do all of us think about, but most importantly, think about the sooner plan that we make in terms of creating jobs and of course stimulating local economic opportunities to those communities, which is going to be something that we have most important to the location.
Thank you, my friend. I'm very good at keeping my side of the picture on this side of the table. I think
But let me start by giving the question that you raised after some time.
the reason that I've not been attending the number of Plaza conversation sessions is primarily because I've got confidence in the management of Plaza. It was more than when the the presentation was quite good. I'm very impressed. It shows that there's a lot of hard work and training that is going into what is taking place in Plaza. And from the surface view, it looks like the future is very bright. It looks like our next network is in safe and so very management. My question is a very simple one. I would just want to know whether this session of the 22nd of November is the reason of the fight because if I did not come to this meeting program, I would not know of it. So I'm imagining in company in the rural area of extremely and young people who are interested in this particular line of business. Some of them are already in that position. How would they be able to go? How are they going to be able to attend it? Whether there needs to be some kind of communication that takes place between them as they register their senior to attend the session with whatever that is what they do with the organization.
My name is Mr. Christine. Like I said last week, that if you have a student perspective after last week, that means that you have a student. And it doesn't just depend on the other, the unhappy person. Mine is to say I'm very happy to see all the without monitoring, nothing else. You would think that if you participate in the field, you think that they are waiting. If they are not there, you will think that they are. I think it's acceptable to me, and that you have out is so good. And if it does not make me the priority, you won't. Oh, we have a lot of Bahamas. I can ask you to say if you don't move, say it.
Can we have a conference?
I want to I know more or less about Porsche as well, but we need to stick a bit more.
And before that?
Some of the details.
No, no, no.
I'd like to talk.
it's a combination of portfolios that have been done. I've been doing regulation work in Lima.
So you're running a pickup?
Yes. So all that work done now, all these things that have been done in regulation
portfolios.
Good man. The item then at the call agenda, your special board meeting, Jenna Burrari, CMC or MCS evaluation. Gabona, how are you doing? So I want that the Kimo meeting will only be but I'll call you when I'm done. All right, I'm not sure. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you really will.
Thank you.
accept the old apartment. What a truth is wrong. You can't build a real life.
Thank you. In which project, if you can. I'm saying, even yeah, if you've got the project, the property, even by, because it's not working for us, and I don't want to say, we are not making the investment happen, and we're just focusing on our euro stock program. So we need to show that, for a bond, you know what's the key thing, we are planning to spend so much, we are spending so much. So even if we're just going for, we're not going to spend it. You know, and there being so, whether stations, look, let's start with the key part of then, but yeah, then the rest we can do in the end, but I don't know, now we focus on it. For our system. Thank you.
Thank you.
So in themselves, I think they are important basis for the second class, but they are linked to a particular problem. But we do also. And something that most people do not manage the risk of today,
Okay. to discuss the issue of social communication, we even encourage people to be present in the society. And that, I think, gave the minister the confidence to move forward and ask for many individuals to come to the world. And today, we have a model. And we believe that if we work in that way, that model will then need to be, we are now in a process of monitoring the implementation of the model to fine tune it so that it doesn't become a model of UFO or a combination of UFO and the but it becomes a model of the country. It can then be used as a model that South Africa can bring to other countries. So the point I am making here is that there's no need for us to compete. And also, as provinces or as the department and FASA, or as the secretary and minister, or as the portfolio committee and the entities, we need to work together. And then, facilitate the situation where there is a common understanding in the country and in both years of government. How this country is responding to a particular issue. The same approach as we use, we are using for social, because how South Africa is responding to the issue of road maintenance and safety would be the same that we would use to say how South Africa is responding to the issue of transport integration. And then we figure out certain programs like this one to focus on the railway transportation. I also want to talk about the issue of cost benefits of the budget. And I want to make an example of the issue of the cost program for having the transport. Provide the number here. The social value. But now, the open is the family. The social value. The social value. We are white. Yeah, we are funny. Now. If a Bagadula has been made with a narrow focus of providing a child with a bicycle, a child that is working and knows himself to provide a bigger bicycle. So put a narrow focus. You are giving the person the push to make it better. You are leaving the parents from buying for looking for the child. You are using the talent of the day and the second thing like that. You are not developing the community where these children come from. You are not developing the alternatives. You are only giving the child a bicycle. And you are spending, in our context as government, you are spending more in that community by providing this child with a bicycle that is not even for child. And we ask the department to move away from buying bicycles and begin to look at mind the pattern, the vice control. Not absolutely happening to mind the pattern, but to say, what could be the cost benefit if the bicycle was not, if the bicycle was linked, if the bicycle was linked to overhead action and job creation in the country.
Thank you.
the entry point for those books is Lucas 10, when the first is Durban, it's Eastern Cape, it's Western Cape, along the coast. There are no imported books that you would then say it isn't to translate. Your decision to locate the first after the return is informed by the fact that it is easy to transport goods. You only say that to the person who is not in transport, who doesn't know that they in actual fact goods arrive by ship, maritime or maritime company. Then the very same diary that I'm showing, they got to the Indian Pakistan at that time. That's the before of the middle country. And now, KwaZulu-Natal. I'm a presidential person that calls for a call now. So why would then would arrive every Thursday report? We should report every Thursday. That is closer to a show where there is high rate of unemployment and high rate of HIV. Why are you not locating the bicycles, the statue of Anna? Even your distribution on a bicycle is covered this area. I have it at 20,000. But also when you distribute the bicycle, another area, the Hamba region, is the same thing. Because it's rural. Now you put in a more presidential cover. Why do you move it? Here. And then again take the goods back to this reduce in this area that are located in the along the coast. I think it is very, very important to look at this because we are now at the state here done the process and also you are looking at the issues of the person that you acquired. Yes. Coming to that. Now, let us look at how they arrive at the plant being counted now in terms of the crime case. The argument is the bicycle that is produced in a shower and a caravan is more expensive than the bicycle that is produced in a shower. The question that we are asking is food standard. If it is a factory that was going to sell bicycles to members of the public, the price tag would be beneficial. It's cheaper to buy a bicycle that is costing 899 rand as opposed to buying a bicycle that is going to cost you 1,399 rand because you are profit driven and you are selling to the public. Yes. Now, what I'm going to say is my view and I only think. Until I am convinced by a person who will make a better calculation than the one that I use when I arrive at what informs a cheap price on goods that are purchased by government. To me, because my background is social development, a cheap price for the government is the price of goods that the government will say this has got an impact in reducing the amount of money that government spends on welfare. To me, that is true. Because depending on the government, then I know how much. Government has a role of reducing poverty in this community and make communities with the other self-reliant and self-sufficient. Now, let us again read this information about Alina. They say the factory will employ 60 people. If it is 60 people in Masabatini, and families that are solely dependent on government for their daily survival, let us calculate all those things that are provided by the government on families that depend on welfare services of the government. The free house, the free energy, the free water, free education, it's a free meal for a children's school, it's a free uniform, it's a free child support grant. Tables of Nyenelele, even the testing industry, to provide free blankets. Now, if we were to calculate all those things and say, if the government is giving all these things to 50 families, how much is government spending in that community? And if then we were to locate a factory in that community and reduce the number of the people that would receive free services from government, would government would government choose to buy a train that is produced in another country that is cheaper than the train that is produced in South Africa, but that train has managed to reduce the dependency of poor communities on government? So, the tilting the scale that Honorable Suga is talking about is beginning to see issues from a social development and economic transformation perspective. I don't think that we are correct by using a procurement system that is 90% price cap driven. I think that we should be using a procurement system that is 90% socio-economic development driven and 10% price cap driven. Because for as long as we are using a procurement system that is price tag driven, it talks to the profit. It's a profit driven approach. It is not a social and economic development driven approach. It locks the poor people where they are, and they continue to be begging your government. Why the government is spending money to serve the interests of the matter of profit driven? To me, this is very, very important in the negotiations and the advice of the transaction advisor to have a clear understanding of the issues we want to address in this country. And this is one project in transport that already has been funded $123 billion, and it is possible that through this process transport can demonstrate that we can reorganize yourself as government and plan strategically. From our side, that is what we shall be monitoring. To see how does the transaction advisor and the board of FASA accept the strategic approach here in FASA relates to the strategic plan of the country. I now come to the third issue. We have a report, the official report to China, that was undertaken by the portfolio police. And we are not going to go to another country. So, could that be anything? Because in all the countries that have got, have adopted railway transportation as the backbone of transport, their approach and their model doesn't fit to the social and development aspect that the model of China is too. Mm-hmm. Also in line with the issues that we are addressing in the country. We chose that country very strategically. We have done our own desktop research to see what is it that Germany was responding to when they developed the railway transportation. There isn't much common with us as we show. Kanjalo is our past, there isn't much common. Kanjalo, what we found was that, yes, there are technologies. And we are not talking technology as technology, we are talking strategy. I don't know whether the board and the of FASA and the officials have read our report, the findings. And if the board has not read the findings, we would propose that we read that report. As well as the transaction advisor should read that report. Because the report relates to how we define as South Africa in transport. We are defining transport as the heartbeat for social development and economic growth. What we then discovered in China was that planning for transport development happened at national level. And they started by having a master plan. They also said the investment in transport development is more influenced by social needs. And happens even if there is no economic cost to cover. They also position transport as an enabling tool for economic development. They position transport to attract investment. And in South Africa, we have a problem with the routing, the urban renewal, the rural development. And if they position transport for that, it then means that there has to be discussions between a private and a transport in relation to the revitalization of both trains as well as the freight railway line. The rail transportation is the best mode of transport at this time. Other modes of transport complementary. And this is long, but I am touching on a very, very key issue. They also a two-pronged approach. One of rehabilitating and upgrading the existing railway lines and the locomotive, and the second one is that of building new railway lines. It has also introducing fast trains and high-speed trains. Their approach also is based on linking provinces that are developed to provinces that are underdeveloped. They are also linking other modes of transport to our airport. It means the park and ride areas to them are to ease the parking airport, so that at the airport is far the Amar flight to Rabadi in Amadiba. They would drive their cars, they can be parking right by the missing. And then they use the train to connect to the airport so that there is no congestion on the road towards the airport, and also there is no space that is used at the airport to park cars. The space that is at the airport is used to park planes. Well, that comes again from time. They ask us to left by in the delegation, there was 10 for transport, 10 for public enterprise, 10 for tourism, 10 for higher education, 10 for rural development and medical, and 10 for human multi-passing. The answer is if you ask to promote tourism, and we ask you, there is now a flight from South Africa to Beijing, and we want another flight from Shanghai to South Africa straight direct. And we also, these are the Chinese, we also want a flight from Congo direct to South Africa. We think that we have enough public space that we're going to be happy. So now we are sorry, we want South Africa. I want to inquire how about your work. No. That then brings us to the question of the case. Are we only focusing on the existing railway lines and not thinking on how we are going to reduce the congestion in the airport and facilitate the situation there? Cars will remain in parking right, and then we use the train to connect to the airport as part of tourism promotion. I think those are the questions that we need to look at. But also, to what extent is this then understood as the local government here? What is unique in China is similar to what happens in Cuba. As much as planning would happen at national level, but you would find a common understanding in all spheres of government. You wouldn't go to a local municipality and find the institution in the area, which will prioritize the upgrading of the gravel road when the 5-year plan is about. Okay, you wouldn't find that situation. And I don't think that anyone can bring to that level of having a common understanding of our priorities. It only happens during the 2010s, but in other contexts, I am doing. I am saying that because we dealt with the Harbour Project, Europe Maintenance Progress, we thought that we had a common understanding. But when we really get cognitive, we realize that we don't have the same understanding of what it is that we are doing. And I think that maybe there would be a need. From our side, we think that there is a need for portfolio committees of the provinces to share a common understanding with the portfolio committee at national level. We also think that there is a need also to have the local government here sharing a common understanding so that even in our in planning priorities, we take all these things into consideration. And also in our monitoring processes, we speak in one voice and we use the same measures to monitor the progress that we are making. I thought that it is important to highlight this. It's work in progress. To us, it's not just work-based black economic empowerment. Not that. Also, to us, it's not just jobs. It's just work. And what change will be brought about by those jobs. If it is the jobs that would add money to families that are already self-sufficient and self-reliant and they are buying 19 cars and the family is the father and the mother is cooking, we don't think that it speaks to our challenges. It is not addressing our challenges. It's creating confusion. Failure of that is that if that process is not managed correctly, we may find this process producing multi-millionaires and has no impact in reducing poverty and narrowing the imbalances that exist between developed parts of South Africa. So South Africa is in the first tier of South Africa and the developed part of South Africa. And our view is that this project should at least focus to narrow the gap between the first world part of South Africa and the third world part of South Africa. And we are happy that the chairperson of the board is here. And if then maybe there is a need to have a one-on-one meeting between myself and the chairman of the board, I'm open to that. This would be very, very important for us to share a common understanding so that as governments we are able to live and not respond in the end to a development that is led by the market. Thank you very much. And the third part of the meeting is I don't know whether the chair of the board would want to respond because I have also raised issues that I think need us to agree on in terms of moving forward, how we are going to ensure that we reach a common level of understanding and also we facilitate the same to other spheres of government and also at horizontal and vertical level of government.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's more than enough to match to the policy. That's very good. One that says our capacity to continue to be in the capacity of the government. And then, second,
Thank you very much. I think that this also the